USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two congressional delegations got a first-hand look at a detention center along the Texas border with Mexico. One of the state's Republican senators, John Cornyn, led a group of 17 of his colleagues.
The Border Patrol and Health and Human Services and the non-governmental organizations that are struggling to deal with this flood of humanity tell us they cannot get ahead of this flood of humanity without policy changes in Washington, D.C.
The other was a delegation of Democratic House members that was led by Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro.
Today, to go back to Washington and offer recommendations for how this process can be improved, how the asylum process can be improved, and people's human rights can be respected.
According to officials, there are now more than 17,000 unaccompanied minors in U.S. custody. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credit. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Authorities in Boulder, Colorado, say the suspect in the mass shooting at a supermarket could face additional charges. 21-year-old Ahmad Alisa is already facing 10 counts of murder. Police Chief Maris Harold said there's new information about the weapon that he used.
The firearm used by the suspect in King Soopers on March 22nd is a semi-automatic Ruger AR-556 pistol. It was legally purchased in a gun store in Arvada, Colorado.
Chief Harold said the motive for the attack is still being determined. The district attorney said the additional charges of first-degree murder will be added in the near future. The Department of Homeland Security says it will issue a proposed rule to preserve and fortify a program for the so-called Dreamers. The House last week passed a bill providing a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, but the legislation faces an uncertain future in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 32 people were killed and 165 were injured when two trains collided in central Egypt. The prime minister admitted the country's rail network urgently needed modernizing. Unknown individuals triggered the emergency brakes on one of the trains, causing it to stop, according to the rail authority. The second train, which was traveling in the same direction, crashed into the first one behind it. Videos showed the train carriages derailed, several of them badly damaged above a channel of water. Egypt has one of the oldest and largest rail networks in the region, and accidents involving casualties are common. Egyptians have long complained that successive governments failed to enforce basic safeguards. The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.